Good evening. My name is Lawrence DeLangis, and I'd like to speak on behalf of small businesses in New Hampshire. My partner, Phelps Boyce, and I purchased the inn on Newfound Lake February 10, 1994, 19 years ago. It was an SBA foreclosure. It has taken us many years to repair and restore this historical property, which for over 100 years was known as the Pisquani Inn and was an overnight stagecoach stop between Boston and Montreal. It has also taken us many years to build a viable business, and we have determined that this viable business is functions, mainly weddings. Over 65% of our gross income is generated from weddings. Of this 65%, approximately 80% is business from out of state. They come to New Hampshire for its natural beauty. We must see that this natural beauty of the mountains and lakes is not compromised. As one small business person and collector of state revenue in the form of rooms and meals tax, we have employed over 100 full-time and part-time employees along with subcontractors in the year of 2012. Our small businesses brought in over $3 million in state revenue, not only from what we collected, but purchases from gas, convenience stores, gift shops, other restaurants, and the many attractions that the state of New Hampshire offers. I believe that it is time for New Hampshire to step back and take a look at our number one industry, which is tourism. New Hampshire needs to provide some guidelines for these developers so they do not destroy New Hampshire's natural beauty. We need this moratorium. We need time to determine what is best for our state. I recognize several couples and parents of couples who were married at the inn on Newfound Lake, and I wonder if I would have had their business, had the mountains in the background of their picture, been covered with wind turbines. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to